Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today we have a juicy one on our hands. That sounded wrong. We're going to be talking about the simple fact that I hate selling. And this is such a funny thing to say out loud. And if you are someone who has any type of online business, you have any type of product you're launching, you're creating, you're promoting your offers, and you feel like that selling part is kind of the biggest roadblock for you to actually make the money you want, this probably will be both an inspiration as well as maybe just something soothing to hear, to realize that you're not alone in this. There is another way. And no, this is not going to be like highly strategic podcast with like tips and tricks and whatnot. No, I really just want to share something I realized, and I was just writing an email about it, and I was literally, as I was writing it, I was like, oh my god, I have to share this message. Then I kind of remembered that I have a podcast. I was like, oh wait, right, I could do that, right? So here we are. Now I have to give you a quick warning. If you are a passionate marketing girly, you believe that everyone can sell, and there are so many fun ways how to sell, and you don't always have to be salesy and so on. Yes, I know it. I understand. I've been in business for a decade. I know all the behind the scenes strategies and whatnot, but I'm just here to really like, just to put my soul out here, okay? And tell you out loud and clear, not specifically you, but just tell the world that I don't like selling and I can still run my business by acknowledging that. And there are still ways how to sell. Yes, you have to show up. Yes, you have to talk about your offers and so on. And I agree with all of that. However, while showing up can be profitable and it can be fun, so can be more passive, slow, and just low-key lazy marketing. Just being, especially if you do have some back-end systems and some passive ways to drive traffic, just being can be enough. And actually, I wanted to like get to this at the end, but I think it's important to note that I actually make most of my sales when I'm quiet. I make most of my sales when I'm not selling, and there isn't like a trick behind it. There is no like specific strategy or something. No, that is just something I have noticed, and it happens time and time again. But before we go there, so my human design is projector, and projector's strategy is being invited. And this is something that I really couldn't understand, like how can I be an online business owner and how can I like just wait for others to need me, right? And at the same time, I do like showing up, like I do like to be visible to some extent when I want to. But the thing is that over years, I have actually noticed this pattern that I do make the most money when I am being invited. I get the best aligned clients when they search me, like when they actually find me. They've been like on Instagram searching for course creators, they found me. They found my podcast, they found me. They've been reading my blog post, like they found it through Pinterest or Google, and they came to me. It wasn't me particularly showing up and like doing Instagram stories or reels or going viral. No, it was them doing their part of like knowing that they need me and they found me. And that's how I have always made the most. That's how I have always found the best clients. And that's how I have always had like the most fun in my business as well. Obviously, this might not be like something to fully rely on if these are like your first days in business. That might be a different story and visibility is still important. But I just want to like put it out there that you can make sales by just being. You actually can. I know it feels unnatural and it feels like, you know, that's not how marketing works maybe at its core, but you can still make sales. Okay, but let me just actually tell you a story of how this specific topic got inspired and how I actually decided to like start this whole episode and that email. So a few days ago, me and my husband, we were watching Curb the Enthusiasm. We just started this series and we're like in season 2 right now. And there was this episode about Larry becoming cars salesman, like working in cars dealership. And my husband asked me like, can you sell? And it was kind of a funny question because we've been married for like 5 years and like he knows that I have an online business, right? He knows that I'm showing up, that I'm selling, I'm talking, I'm like writing, I'm doing all the things, right? So it seemed like a silly question to ask from somebody who knows me very well. But in his mind, like in that specific instance, it was more about that specific situation. Like, could you be a car salesman? Like, could you actually do this job, right? And my initial gut reaction, like my initial answer was no. I didn't even let him finish his sentence. I was like, no. My initial feeling is like, I don't want to, I don't like to, I don't care. And this might be a stretch, but I would rather clean toilets than be a salesperson. Honestly, at least I'm just on my own, you know? And I'm not even that much of an introvert or anything, but like at this point, if that would be my choice to like show up every day to sell or like to have like be out there with that convincing energy, I don't want to do that. And at the same time, another voice woke up in my head, and that was the voice from the online space, from like all those marketing girlies, from, you know, all the Instagram posts and reels and threads and whatnot, saying, but you can't run a business unless you know how to sell. And how did you make all those sales happen unless you knew how to sell? So basically, like all of these voices were telling me like, but you are selling, you are doing this. Why did you say no, right? Why would you not be like a good salesperson? You are selling, so you must know at least something about it, right? It was literally like I had opened like threads in my own mind. There were like all these different messages like coming at me at the same time. And I have to say that it's definitely true that I have found my way in the online world, and I have had times when I do enjoy selling more than the others. I have found the flow that works. I have found that, for example, when it comes to like recording some content, like recording reels or something, I have to do it in the time when I'm really like inspired to do it, right? I cannot push myself to do this in a day when I feel like, oh, who cares, you know? I do have to be inspired. I have to be in the right mood, in the right vibe. It's not something I want to or would ever really do like every single day. And I love creating the content. I love writing. I love attracting the right audience. I love marketing funnels and behind the scenes of it all. I love creating the content. I also love showing up to some extent. I love recording podcast episodes, right? But I do not like showing up in front of people and saying, here is my product, buy. Or here is my product and here's why you need it. No matter what are these sales prompts, no matter in what way I put it out there, no matter how much I myself believe in this fact or how much I should love it, how much I sugarcoat it, I do not like it. I don't like selling. I don't want to be showing up selling my offers. And it might sound like a complete doomsday scenario. I am a digital product creator. I have to find a way to sell one way or another. But this is the reason why I recorded this specific episode. I want to talk about that part of the story where I'm usually selling the most. I'm seeing the most sales happening when I'm not actively selling. When I do tune in my own role, and that alignment, it just works, because I know that if I push for it, if I'm really like insistent on me showing up, on me talking, sharing the links, doing the thing, that is not what attracts my audience. And that is not gonna like generally be what actually makes most of my sales. So on that note, I do want to mention like some of the things that do end up making me most money, while it might not seem as much of an active marketing or something to like fully rely on, especially if you're starting, you know, right off the bat without anything. For me, those are more passive sales methods. First of all, I do have evergreen offers and I do have evergreen funnels. This means that I have all of those backend systems working for me, even if I'm not around. I have written the sales emails, I have done the sequences, right? So for example, if you enroll in any of my freebies or you buy more low ticket offer, there's gonna be an upsell, there's gonna be an offer for another thing to buy for the next best step, right? If I would be just relying on me showing up and talking about these products, I would not be making as many sales as I do in my actual evergreen funnels, where basically most of my sales happen. Besides that, another important element, of course, is the actual traffic, right? So how do you get the traffic? For me, it's Pinterest. For me, it's blogging. For me, it's Google. And by the way, I don't rank on Google as much, but Pinterest is one of my key lead drivers in my business. And that is also one of those more passive ways how people find me. I schedule my pins. I have had Pinterest for like a decade and I have scheduled like daily pins for forever, so it's not something new for me. And people just keep coming in from Pinterest. That is like one of my main lead driver. Also Instagram, showing up on Instagram is important, but often people find all their content from me, or they find me by searching specific keywords like course creator, and that's how they land on my profile. These days, it's also threads. Sometimes it's something I have posted or a comment I have made without like much of an intention to like attract people per se, but I still get interested. They still check out my profile and they actually, you know, step into my world that way as well. And the last but not least, it's also email marketing. I always talk about email marketing being one of my main ways how to make sales. And yes, those are more passive like sequences that I have set up, but I'm also regularly sending out actual emails. They're not always selling anything. Sometimes I add a link, sometimes I am selling. It will really, really depend. But again, I just have to circle back to the fact that mostly it's not the emails that I sell in that actually makes the sales. So I'm not even overthinking that at this moment as much. Yes, I do sell more when I'm like specifically launching something, but this is one of those things that I've been thinking about like recently, especially now as the summer is coming up. I think that I will like take more of that passive route and rely more on those passive sequences. I might take some step back from social media altogether, at least in terms of like actually selling. Make it more of a like a lifestyle thing. I really don't know. I'm just like thinking out loud. We'll see. I don't have any specific plans, but I want to tap into that more. If you are in that phase where you want to figure out a way to not rely maybe on Instagram or Reels or doing videos, then definitely make sure that you do have established those passive ways of attracting your audience and making sure that you have the funnels set up and all of that backend is in place as well. One of the things, if you are searching for support, and I promise you, I did not mean to like lead this into a sale, but if you're interested in like having more personalized support, I have strategy calls that I'm offering, and I have also just now launched VIP days. So that is another way how I can help you to make that setup work for you and actually ensure that you can take a step away from your business and not always be as present maybe as you feel like you have to, and not always be as salesy as you might feel, especially if sales really is not your jam. I will leave all the links in the description. If you do have any questions or you want to chat about this episode, please reach out. I'm all ears. You'll find me on Instagram and Threads at Course Creation Lab. That'll be it from me for this time, and I hope to see you in the next episode.